Welcome to today's episode of the I Institute podcast. I'm your host, Amara, and today we're delving deep into the intricate world of HR communication. It's HMM, an area that's often overlooked but plays a pivotal role in the strategic direction and connection between an organization's management and its workforce. HR communication isn't just about conveying information, it's about ensuring that this information is shared, understood, and acted upon. Oh, it's what drives engagement, fosters culture, and precipitates the effectiveness of HR policies and procedures. So why is HR communication so vital in an organization? Well, it undergirds the organizational structure, conveying expectations, feedback, changes, and decisions. It's crucial for guiding employee behavior, shaping organizational culture, and facilitating change management. Effective communication, HR ensures that employees are motivated, informed about their roles and responsibilities, and aligned with the organization's objectives. The benefits of potent HR communication are manifold and profound. It enhances employee engagement, leads to higher job satisfaction, and reduces turnover. Moreover, it ensures compliance with policies and the law, reduces misunderstandings, and improves productivity. On the strategic front, it has the ability to reinforce the employer brand, attract top talent, and maintain a competitive edge in the marketplace. So what constitutes effective HR communication? Clarity in message delivery is more than a necessity, it's an art. Ambiguity is the bane of HR communication, leading to confusion and misinterpretation. Consistency in communication instills confidence and reliability, reducing the chance of mixed messages. And let's not forget the importance of timeliness and relevance. Delivering information as and when required and ensuring it is relevant to the recipients is crucial. Technology has revolutionized HR communication, offering platforms such as intranets, emails, and employee portals for disseminating information efficiently and securely. Social media and mobile communication tools have also become imperative, enabling real-time communication and facilitating a more immediate connection. However, despite the best intentions, HR communication can encounter barriers, including cultural differences, generational gaps, jargon, and resistance to change. The implication of poor communication is far-reaching, resulting in disengaged employees, decreased productivity, and even legal issues. To navigate these waters, HR professionals must adopt a multifaceted approach that includes active listening, empathy, clear and concise messaging, as well as providing multiple channels and formats for communication to cater to diverse employee needs and preferences. In conclusion, HR communication remains an indispensable component of organizational success. As we journey through the corridors of increasing complexity in our work environments, the need for HR professionals to continuously hone their communication strategies becomes all the more apparent. By drawing insights from the nuances discussed and remaining committed to improvement and adaptation, the path towards effective HR communication can be realized. The mastery of this art will not only enhance individual and organizational performance, but will also contribute to the enactment of a workplace that is both productive and harmonious. Thank you for joining me today on the I Institute podcast. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions tailored for HR practitioners, organizational leaders, and those aspiring towards excellence in HR.